Wouldn't you love to know how to create, grow, and preserve your wealth? Well, you are now in the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Wise Podcast, all courtesy of VM Wealth Management.
Welcome back to another episode of your favorite financial education podcast. On today's episode, we will be delving into the world of foreign exchange trading. So, Joe, you know, we're going to start off with what we really know about foreign exchange, changing money. Some people use Cambio.
But listen, Daniel, I'll tell you, back in the days when, you know, your little auntie and cousin them come from foreign, you
get Christmas
a little,
time.
You get a little US.
Time.
You understand? You get a little thing. You just ask your parents to change it.
You get a little US $10.
You're rich.
A pound.
You're rich. Right. However, right, the average person knows that if you want to change a foreign currency, it is always recommended that you use a licensed foreign exchange dealer. Right? So once you get there, you'll be required to present them with the cash plus a valid ID and TRN.
Yeah, but that is like for one man, you know, wanting to change his thing. But my question is, what really happens when you come to like a business place, you know, wholesales, gas station, you know, small, medium and large businesses? How do they find foreign exchange trading for their business? Because, you know, commerce is... Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's big.
It's a big thing.
Right. And, you know, how are these transactions done in the first place? But to help us understand more about foreign exchange trading is our very special guest, foreign exchange expert, Megretta Hall, who is manager for all things FX trading at the VM Group. Maggie, welcome.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Welcome.
All right. So before we jump into it, you know, I got to remind you that you can find us on vmwealthwise.buzzsprout.com as well as the VM Wealth YouTube channel. And you can go all the way over there at LinkedIn at VM Wealth Management. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and all the other podcast platforms out there. So let's get down into the FX business.
Ready?
Maggie, tell me, how many years have you been doing this? Because, you know, you're an expert. So I want to get some more about, you know, how you got into it and, you know, how long have you been trading?
Well, I've been in the financial markets probably about over 15 years. With just about 10 to 11 years of that in foreign exchange trading.
Mm-hmm.
So my knowledge from knowing the financial markets and all their work complemented with the foreign exchange trading has led me to be where I am today.
A top trader for VM.
I'll allow you to say that.
Listen, no, she'll go on humbly, no, but she's the best of the best, you know, trust me.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yes, and your peers have attested to that in the industry.
Facts.
Right. So, Maggie, tell us, when it comes to foreign exchange, we know that individuals are more than often looking for three things. They're looking for convenient locations. They're looking for competitive rates. They're looking for cash availability. But how does the foreign exchange trading process work for companies? That was my like biggest question in my mind. Like, I know how it worked for a man to walk in and go to a licensed broker, Cambio, to exchange their foreign currency. But, you know, what about these small to large companies?
All right. So let me just give you a basic overview. So as you say, foreign exchange trading is big business, right? But there are small different levels of this business. So just as you said, when you get your little money from foreign and you want to have it encashed, you look for probably a remittance service or a Cambio in order for you to exact that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're trading on a larger scale for companies medium, small, large companies who have foreign currency liabilities or they earn. Because foreign currency trading is not just about purchasing of a currency. Mm. It entails both the purchasing and the selling. It depends on which side of the fence you're on.
Yeah.
So here at VM, you've asked about our process. We are one of the 10 authorized dealers in the market that is licensed by the central bank as an FX trader. There are a plethora of cambios that are also existing out there. But here, as an authorized dealer, we do FX businesses with large companies, and through our branches, we do it with the smaller ones. How does it work? Let's take it from the small side first.
Mm-hmm.
So, persons who probably earned foreign exchange through their pension payments, for example, you would establish an account with any one of our 16 branches that is spread across the island.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, having that account enables you to come on in or online transact the business, for the exchange rate is set in the days by us, the traders here, as I'm not the only trader for the group, but the manager, as you have said. Once those rates have been applied for the day, those rates are applicable to you or retail customer for you to transact business throughout any one of the 16 branches. Now, on the small and the medium and the larger scale, that is done through the treasury, right? So we have established relationships with the varying companies, and we do the business by, we make contact with you or vice versa. And here at VM, we pride ourselves on having some very good competitive rates to offer you, no matter which side of the sphere you're on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wish to purchase, say, let's say $100,000, we're saying, come to us and speak to us, because we have some pretty good rates to sell you that amount at.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, if you're wanting to sell us the US dollars, we're also very competitive in our pricing mechanism. It's an easy transaction. Once we have established our businesses, we're able to do the transaction without any in-branch visits. That's what we offer to our counterparties. We would like to consider them for this conversation in order for them to effect their transactions.
So you mentioned the process with the small and medium companies. But does that partnering with those companies allow direct payment to their suppliers overseas?
Like, most definitely.
They get involved with kind of their business?
Most definitely. We act as your agent. So you have the need, whether to buy or sell.
Mm-hmm.
We effect the transaction between us. Your part of it is done once you have transferred your funds to us. Let's use real life situation again. So you're in need to pay a settlement in, for example, let's pick China.
Yeah, I would say Japan have a lot of connection with China commerce.
You say it best.
Or Chinese commerce.
You say it best.
Right.
So we're not saying that we're going to leave you to decide. We're going to give you the funds for you to know, determine how it is that you're going to transfer these funds to China. No, we're not saying that. Here at VM, once you conduct business with us in terms of purchasing of currencies and have the need to settle at an overseas location, we're able to send that fund for you anywhere in the world once you've provided us with the instruction. And I tell you what, on top of that, when that transaction is completed, we're happy to send you a confirmation of the settlement, because business people like to be comforted in knowing that their transaction has been completed.
Right. So we
So we take it from the beginning to the end for you, without you having to probably leave your desk. So you can sit at your desk and conduct your transactions with us and be satisfied knowing VM will settle your transaction worldwide.
I love that. She just spoke about convenience, competitive rates, and the availability of cash to settle on your transaction.
I'd like to expound on the availability, because when you think of the VM group, predominantly what exists out there is that we're mortgage players. Mm. Yeah. And I know VM Wealth is kicking up a storm in the stocks trading.
Right.
But when you say FX, you don't hear VM. And I want to tell
and
the listeners.
That's listener, what changed.
Right. That's why
that,
I'm so
right.
happy yeah. you invited me here today. Because I want to tell you that VM is one of the largest FX traders in the market. And we
Senator
are
get- No. Hold on. Hold on.
Is that a drum roll?
Guys, you know something like the excitement. Meggy, say that again, madam, here.
Let me tell you. VM mm-hmm. is one of the largest FX trading partners in this business of FX trading in Jamaica.
There you have it, guys. I feel like we can just wrap up and go now because she said it.
Yes. Historically, if you think back for about 2 to 3 years ago, you would have seen some significant volatility in the market. What I'm speaking about is the movement in the price of, let's use the US dollar as it's the most popular currency traded locally. Mm-hmm. There are other currency types that we trade in. May I just tell you about that right now before I move on? We trade in GBP, Canadian, and US dollar currencies currently. But don't hold us to just that as we are creating moves to add many other currency pairs to our portfolio. Mm-hmm. So that is something that is coming. So as I was saying, VM is known for across the market locally for being a dominant mortgage player. Mm-hmm. When you think about your mortgage, you think about Victoria Mutual, not true?
Yeah.
That is correct. When you think about stocks in the market, you think about VM Wealth,
right.
Not true?
Absolutely.
I am happy you guys have invited me here for me to help to get the message across. Because when you think of foreign exchange trading in Jamaica, VM should be right up there for you mm-hmm. as one of the most efficient, most competitive, and definitely the party that will have the supply to meet your demands.
Yeah.
I was touching on the point of volatility in the market and I was explaining that, for example, we have seen some stability this year, but that's a different topic that we can explore about the BOJ's impacts and their need for stabilization of the dollar this year. But what I want to speak about is in periods of volatility where you know, you need some US, but everywhere you turn, you hear you can't get the volume that you need. Mm. Well, I'm here to tell you that VM has not told anyone, no, we don't have your supplies. Do you know why? Because we have 16 branches locally that earns foreign currency. And just like US dollar being the heaviest traded currency locally, we earn US dollars from our 16 branches. And I'm not even going to touch on how many branches we have overseas that we also earn foreign currency from. Those currencies, those earnings together, pool together, provide us with the pool of supplies that we have to meet whatever demands you have.
Impressive. Maggie, I am just blown away by it. I didn't know all of this. And I am happy that you're here too. Just let our listeners know that, listen, VM should be a one-stop shop. Everything, anything you want is over here there.
That is correct. Uh-huh. Because here at VM, our surplus that we have, we offer it to the competitors. Mm. So we are actually suppliers to the competitive market, to the other competitors. So why are you going to another person to purchase what I have?
Maggie just said.
Cut out the source.
What a style, yeah.
Right?
Big team, big win, right? No, Meg, I think you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners are wondering, how secure are these transactions for these companies?
How secure?
Yeah.
We operate on a very high value, high integrity and principle within this organization. We have existed for 140 odd years, and I can tell you, based on the way we are and we're cultured, we will exist longer. Mm. So once you have conducted a transaction with one of the treasury members or one of our branch representatives, those information remain within the unit. Mm. We only take instructions as you have guided us to. So we're not, let's use company A. Company A has business to conduct with Company B in Indonesia. You will have to advise prior to the transaction, we have certain regulatory requirements that we will put in place as to who conducts the transaction on behalf of the company. So Tom can't call and advise us to conduct a transaction if Tom was not named as one of the traders of the company that is looking to do business with us. That's one of the first steps that we put in place to ensure that only the persons who are authorized by the company can conduct transaction on behalf of the company. We have things in place. You know, the BOJ has put in place their regulatory framework in order for you to establish a trading account. We follow those KYC policies to the T, right? So if you are asking us to do a transaction for you, it must be someone that was identified in the account opening process as being authorized to conduct business on your behalf. In addition, the transfer of information will resonate within the unit that you're conducting the business with. Additionally, the transfer of funds on your behalf is only done on the authorized signatory of your institution. So again, Tom can't sign on a letter to authorize a payment if Tom was not advised, because then we'd be in breach of the regulations, because we have established our policies, our KYC policies, and we abide by it accordingly. And I'm happy and I'm thankful and I'm grateful for this institution to say that we have never defaulted from it. We have never had a situation where we have breached any of our protocols or our procedures relating to foreign exchange trading, whether with the person's transaction, over-the-counter transactions at the branches, or whether with any of our established counterparty relations. And this will continue into infinity because of the nature of this company built on trust, confidence, and integrity.
Absolutely impressive, Meg. And I'm happy that I am a part of the VM group and I have experienced that firsthand, because you know, so we get a little I forgot about the branch and Chem like a US. So you mentioned the different types of currencies that we exchange. So what about the wire transfer service? Because you mentioned that you settle transaction on behalf of these companies overseas. So how many countries does VM's Foreign Exchange Treasury Department gives access to through their wire transfer service?
Thanks for asking. That's a very good question. No, we here at VM, we're not limited as to where we transfer funds for our members, because once you're with the group, you're a member, not just a client. We conduct transactions globally under the observation of the FATF, that's the Financial Action Task Force advisory about territories for which we have to stay away from.
All right. So is there a cap on how much money these businesses are able to buy and sell with VM foreign exchange trading?
That's a very good question. Again, because initially when we started talking, we said that we did business with the over-the-counter retail transactions. Once we have identified the source of funding for these parties, once they have proof that they can accommodate transactions of these volumes, so companies provide, for example, financial statements, probably the sole trader will need to provide us with a financial statement, a bank account statement to justify. So we have a team of compliance. We have a compliance team who reviews all the documentation that we submit to them for the KYC, which is a Know Your Customers, to identify what volumes they can trade. So just to throw it out there. So I wouldn't be able to buy, for example, to be trading $1 million per week, because I have no proof of that source of income to sustain such an activity, which I would have had to shown from the get-go we're establishing this relationship. We have to establish how much these persons or parties can transact based on their financial history.
Okay.
And with that said, that is how the limits are applied. So, for example, to name a few that Joe, you wouldn't be able to trade what a Surge Island can trade, for example, because you should not have the capacity as Surge Island could prove that they were earning more, way more than you. So it would be a questionable transaction
you
that maybe,
of the capacity, you know,
it may be a suspicious transaction and we'd have to report it.
No chopping around here.
You don't want to be a farmer?
No. So Meg, if a company wants to, how does a company go about becoming a preferred VM FX partner?
There are two ways that this can be done. The preferred way is for you to establish a billing society account through any one of our 16 branches. We've got our learned financial services specialist located at each of these branches that is able to assist you with the account opening process. Mm. And it just involves the exchange of documents for verification, such as earnings, ability to purchase volumes, and certain local regulations, for example, TRNs, that is standard across the sphere of doing business in Jamaica. Mm. Once these information are put in place, the account information submitted is vetted by our compliance unit because, you know, we have to remain compliant. VM is big on maintaining efficiency where regulations is concerned. Once the approval sets in and the account is established, now you're able to conduct the business that you so desire by contacting any one of your FSS, that's a financial service specialist, to assist you in the trading process. You know, trading is not just about, foreign exchange trading is not just about you. We try to personalize the training here at VM. Mm. So you can call them and talk to them. You can call and discuss and negotiate a rate.
So
right?
Negotiating is one thing, but what if so I'm a business owner. What if I require expert advice, you know, on how to make better foreign exchange decision for my business? Is as a service that you offer at VM, does these the financial service specialist provide that kind of advice? Where do I get that kind of advice?
That's a very good one, Daniel, because at different points in time, you need to know what to do where foreign exchange trading is concerned. When is the right moment to buy versus when is the right moment to sell? So our financial services are supported by the Treasury Unit that provides them with the necessary information that they need to guide the conversation with our members, right? And if at any time you are not satisfied, then you have your Treasury experts that you can turn to and we'll happily divulge information as to how you should project for what you want to achieve, you know, which is the right period for you to buy, to stock, or when is the right period for you to sell, right? Do I need to do this now? And not just that, I want to tell you something that is even more amazing about this group called Victoria Mutual. We provide you with, I like the term, bundled service. Mm-hmm. So we're able to not only guide you into when to do your business, but we can put things in place for you to be able to achieve it. So let's say you don't earn as much, but you foresee an activity that you wish to take in 3 months, you can come in and speak with us. We have different business units that is able to meet and discuss and plan with you in conjunction with the Treasury in order for you to structure your business. You know, we have a capital markets team within the VM group.
I was just about to ask you a question, you know, when you said that, you know, bundled products and if you have a goal. Mm-hmm. And it led me to think that, is it possible for me to consider FX trading to be an avenue for building wealth?
It is an avenue for building wealth.
Yeah, because I may earn in US dollar, or let me not use US dollar. I may earn in a foreign currency, mm-hmm. but from a business standpoint, but how can I earn from a wealth standpoint by engaging in foreign exchange trading?
Foreign exchange trading is knowing about when to act. That's why I said to you, you can count on us, the experts, to provide you with the information for you to make the decision as to when is the best time for you to act. And if you look historically, I like to talk about the heaviest traded currency, you know, which is the US dollars. If you look at the movement of the US dollars, you'll see that there are opportunities for you to have if you have proper planning. And if you're having the information as well, and we here at VM in the Treasury Unit can provide you with this.
Thanks, Meg, for that. So we're about to wrap up. But before you go, Joe and I would really want your take on how VM's foreign exchange trading would come across to a company in terms of us trying to find the right fit. Because we have a lot of emerging businesses in the earning foreign currency, and they want to explore relationships. What would you say is the VM pledge to pull these emerging companies? What would you say?
I'm glad you asked that question, Daniel, because here at VM we pride ourselves on educating or a fellow Jamaican about financial management, and not just management, wealth creation, all aspects that has to do with you advancing and creating wealth for you and your future generation. If you're earning in foreign currencies, we have a suite of products to introduce to you for investment, whether for the short term, long term, and medium term. It's up to you to decide. We have learned talented advisors to guide you along the development path. You have our traders, our very skilled and experienced traders that is able to provide you with sustainable information for you to use to put into that information into your business for the growth and development. We offer competitive rates. We offer quick settlement. I should tell you, we pride ourselves on the settlement time, as we do respect the fact that persons with currencies, they normally need quick, speedy resolution to right. transactions. We provide that to you. And the most important is that we have the supplies to meet your need. Cash you want, cash you get. Wire you want, wire you get. We're not limited in volume. We have that for you. And you get the opportunity to interact with me, a learned trader with several years experience under my belt. And I tell you, the group of companies have the product to meet and surpass your need.
Maggie, it looks like you need to wear a VM banner, you know, or a VM headband, you know, because she
rocks. I am always ready to champion VM's move.
We love to hear it, truly.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for stopping by the VM Wealthwise podcast and sharing all this information about foreign exchange trading. And I'm sure when Jovan and I start our businesses, we can reach out to you for your
most
expert
definitely.
Advice.
Most definitely.
I hope it's free.
That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on.
Joe, really?
No to low fees.
You heard
what Meg said.
No, we need to put her on a poster.
Meg, we're going to put you on the poster. Your face alone up on this episode poster, you know. So everybody can call Megretta Hall. That rhymes. From VM FX Trading Department. Thank you so much again, Maggie. We really appreciate you stopping by. So guys, tune in next week. Same time, same place. And for all your wealth management needs, just call us at 876-960-5000 or email us at wealthinfo@myvmgroup.com. Podcast production courtesy of Infinity Media. Don't forget, you can build your wealth with us at VM Wealth Management.
Advice, solutions, performance.
And we're out.